Hey, welcome back to the I'm Not Kevin podcast. As I mentioned in the last episode, there is a part two of the night of my dad's birthday party at my brother's house, and this is the part two. Got a little goofier as the night went on, drinks kept flowing, and people continue to get goofy and have a good time, so hope this captures what was going on, told some fun stories, and just enjoyed the friends and the family. So I hope you enjoy it as much as we enjoyed making it. Look for more episodes to come in the future, and don't forget to rate and subscribe.
Are we recording right now?
Maybe.
Hello, this is TUZ with the Whisker Biscuit Tuesdays.
That's Whisker Biscuit Wednesdays, isn't it? Yeah, Whisker Biscuit
Wednesdays. I don't know what fucking radio station you're listening to.
Are you like the real Bruce Wayne or something?
All I know is I'm getting some freaking good blackmail material here.
That's a good picture for you. Bob and Tom.
It tastes like, freaking apple. I asked Cindy earlier, has this ever had apple juice in it? She goes, of course. It tastes like, freaking apple juice and beer. Pointed at you, Courtney. It's your fault. No, he said, you don't wash the dishes worth of crap. All I'm saying is I can taste apple juice in here.
It came out pretty good, Sean. At the last minute look there. Can't see it. You blind?
You gotta hold it right about there.
It's like, near fire.
My arms aren't long enough.
It's recording, Gavin.
All right, well, I'm on, and my name is Gavin David Holsworth.
No shit, why are you talking like that?
It's his radio voice.
My live and on the air voice.
I'll give that to you, Jeff.
Steve Gradowitz have a radio voice?
Literally.
That's his cousin.
Is it really? Yeah. It's a concert ticket. Shit.
Radio Rebel. Yeah. I know.
Because I don't want him. Because it's country. He don't get friggin' corn tickets. He gets hillbilly McMuffin tickets.
Hey, Dad, you should have brought the cowbell.
Whoa.
Here come the mummies.
The cowbell only comes out in certain instances.
Dink, dink, dink.
The last time I saw the cowbell, it was 4th of July.
Let me interview you. Interview. Get up there in the hot seat there, Hot Rod. Uh-oh. Jeffrey wants to get in the hot seat.
No, hey, he ain't in the hot seat. You're in the hot seat. He's interviewing you.
He said he wants to interview me. This might get a little uncomfortable. I might quit the podcast. This might be the last episode.
Sean, are we recording?
We are recording.
You don't remember when you
did on the air. All right. This is Jeff Holsworth.
No, he's got his radio voice on.
Getting ready to interview a Mr. Go ahead.
I'm not Kevin.
I'm not Kevin, a.k.a.
Sean.
Sean Holsworth.
Are we related?
I don't know. Some people same think we don't look nothing alike. So
same last name.
I don't know. Remember that one time, though? We were out and we were car shopping with Mom and Dad. We were car shopping with Mom and Dad. Remember that one time?
Yeah, we came in separate vehicles, I believe.
Oh, we did?
Well, you and I came in one vehicle.
Oh, but they had their own vehicle, obviously.
Yeah, so that's separate.
So they were shopping. What was it at? GM or something? Chevy?
Three-way Chevrolet on California Avenue. So the audience says they can't hear us, but we can hear each other, so that's all that matters.
Yeah, I mean, and the radio bears too, so whatever. They could listen to it later.
Tell them they have to subscribe. Yeah.
Remember that time, Dad?
They have to subscribe.
You guys were shopping.
You want to hear this podcast, you guys
were shopping for a car over at GM.
Three-way Chevrolet. On California Avenue.
And the salesman, Sean asked if we looked alike.
Salesman asked.
Well, no, I'm saying that's how the story started, was you asked. How.
I don't remember that.
I just graduated high school.
He said, are you guys related? Are you guys brothers? That's what he did. He goes,
Sean, what did he say?
So Mom and Dad are out in front of us. We're going truck to truck to truck, right?
Right.
And they're looking for a truck, and you're looking for a truck. I'm walking with you, and Mom and Dad are walking together, and the slimy salesman picked up on them first because they looked like they had money, I'm sure. As we made our way up to them, he thought he was pulling all of his little tricks out of his hat, right? All of his little salesman tricks. And as we walk up, he does his little, hey, let me guess, you guys are brothers. right?
That's right.
And
you said, yes, we are brothers and we're lovers.
It's got my attention. So it just because I was really not in the mood to hit her some slimy ass salesman. So when he said, "Let me guess, you guys are brothers," and I said, "Yeah, and we're lovers." And what'd he do? So that's been the joke for many, many years.
Yeah, and then that year we actually went to the Bruise in the Village Festival or something.
Village Festival.
Yeah, and you're right, Dad.
We're very tight.
We're still lovers. But so we go to this.
Jeff's not as tight as he used to be, but we're very tight.
Yeah. Things. They said they're like tires, and they just kind of go back on their own.
Give it a little time, and it'll tighten up.
It's called Kegels.
So,
anyways.
Kegels. So we were at Village Fest one year, a couple years. Well, it's been many years ago now, but. The story had been kind of ruminating around for a while, and Jeff and I walked up to one of the beer gardens to get a beer, to get a refill, and this girl said, "Let me guess, you guys are brothers." And Jeff said,
"And we're lovers."
Expecting to get the same response that I got at the used car salesman, which we didn't get, and she said, "All right, let me see a kiss."
So we did.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, but I didn't know what to say then. Yeah, I was like, man, that's when I learned one person's joke doesn't always work for another person.
It kind of screwed us all up. Yeah. She was dead serious. She didn't skip a beat. It's almost like she expected it. Like she'd heard it before. All right, let me see a kiss. So there we are, making out in front of the Budweiser garden. And then Jeff's finger went down my pants, and then it was all over after that.
Stinky finger.
What?
On his brother. 9 months later, out came Gavin.
Shit, baby. You are 100% Holesworth.
How does that work?
Right there. Tanya's dad used to say that he didn't think that Gavin came from Tanya. He just thought I shit him out. He used to say that. He is so Sean. I don't think Tanya had anything to do with him. I think Sean just shit him out. Yeah, I didn't pinch. Is that so Jeff actually stepped up the mic. You're in the hot seat now, big boy.
No, you are. I'm actually interviewing you.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
So
right.
Let's talk about your nose.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Hey, that was one of my stories.
Hey,
there's no
glass was balls it? Here.
Well, you tell it, man. No, I wasn't there. I didn't get to see it.
I wasn't either. Actually,
I was there.
You were there? You want to tell this one? No, I was there. Who's going to tell this one? I'll let Sean tell it. Sean's story.
You got to ask the questions there, Mr. Right. Big Interviewer.
So, Sean, what year did you buy the house that you're in currently?
2003.
That was your what? Number two house?
Number two house.
All right.
Yeah.
And you had kids?
Yes.
What? How old?
Gavin would have been about six. McKenna was three.
So pretty stressful moving then at
very,
that time.
Very, very, very stressful.
A lot of stuff.
Lots of stuff on my mind. Work was very busy.
Was it?
Yep.
Was it during the week when you were moving?
Two-week escrow.
Oh, wow. So they were really pushing you to
And we had already sold our house that we were living in, and they wanted to move in as quick as possible.
Oh, wow. 2 weeks, that's very stressful.
Yep. Lots of pressure.
That's odd watching Vicky like bend over like that. Anyway, sorry. Back on subject.
I wish I had a wireless microphone right now.
All right, so you're moving in your house. You got 2 weeks. You're super.
2 weeks escrow, and we were not.
Pause.
Wait. We have to pause. Get the hose and spray them off. They're locked up.
This is a G-rated show.
Like two dogs.
Somebody call for a stud service. So
anyways, you're back to your story. So you're pretty stressed out. You had 2 weeks to move.
Very busy.
Who's helping you move at this point?
At this point, a guy by the name of Dennis.
Okay. Dennis is helping you move.
And at that point, he worked all day with me, just out of the kindness of his heart.
Is that when you were still turned up?
And no, but we were still buddies. And he worked until he had to go to basically go to work or go to class. He had a class. So he basically bailed out, and my dad tagged in.
Oh, Mr. Holsworth stepped in.
Big bad Mr. Dave Holsworth stepped in to help
finish
the move.
What about Mrs. Holsworth? Was she there too?
She was working.
Oh, she was working.
Yes. So when we got the escrow closed, I told Tanya, go to U-Haul or whatever the rental place was and get the biggest truck you can get.
So you like big things, don't you?
I said, well, if you're going to go big. If you're going to go big.
It always goes back to that, doesn't it?
So we got this big truck. We started filling it up. We made a couple of loads with Dennis, and then my dad showed up, and we went to the house and made another big load. I said load.
So talking about the same thing.
Wow. talking about big things and loads.
I shot another big load.
God. All right, Sean. So anyways.
He's in the background laughing.
Hey.
Oh, I'm sorry. So anyways, back on top.
So anyways, you were moving, and you had to get a U-Haul truck.
Yep.
Okay.
So so our house now has a, we have alley access, and we have a big, nice driveway in the backyard. Big wide sliding glass door, so you can get big, wide couches and whatnot inside.
Yeah.
This is going to take me a week to edit this podcast. You know that, right?
So anyways, hurry up, man.
So what happened?
You started talking about the sliding glass door. So this new house had a sliding glass door and alley access, right?
So instead of loading stuff in the front door, it was much... You're interviewing me. You got to drag it out of
Yeah,
me.
But you just keep talking.
It's painful, huh?
Yeah, you just keep talking. So anyways...
So it was much easier to load...
Here's a simple question. The fuck happened to your nose?
What happened to my nose?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
So?
What happened to my nose? I was born with it.
Hey, Mom. Was Sean always born with a nose looking like that?
You're fucked up. So we're loading stuff through the back door, and we load this big-ass, fat-ass truck full of as much shit as we can get in it, and I got a dog that I'm very allergic to, and I got this little single cab truck that I load as much shit in as I can, and I hook up...
What?
I'm very allergic to the dog.
Is it the peanut butter or the dog?
No, I'm good with peanut butter. Peanut butter is awesome. So...
Can we move on?
Jeff's moving on. What happened?
I don't remember a single cab truck.
No, it was my little Mazda.
Hold on. Put on your track shoes and sprint to the end.
Exactly. I smashed my face through the fucking sliding glass door.
Because Dad was on your ass about getting to the front of the house. You ran through the glass sliding door.
So I was trying to get from the front of the house to the back of the house to open up the back gate, and I forgot the damn door was shut, and I ran through it.
Why did you forget it was shut?
I have no idea. It was clean. That's the last time it was clean, by the way. Ever since then, it's had fucking dog print, hot paw prints on it or fucking kid prints on it.
Oh, that's why you're the only one of the family with a fucked up nose.
Those aren't paw prints. Those are safety marks.
Yeah. Whoa. We'll get to that story, Mom. So my mom just brought up a story.
Mom,
about
quit
my
thinking about
balls.
My balls, would you?
Talk about fucking dysfunctional. Your balls didn't always look like that, did they? So I went through the door, ended up on the ground. My freaking chunk of my face is hanging off my face on my lip.
Your nose is hanging on your lip?
A chunk of my nose was hanging down off my nose onto my lip. And I remember...
Did you cry?
No. I didn't cry, but...
Did Tanya cry?
No, let me tell you that story. So I get up. Tanya's in the house. She doesn't know what happened. She just thinks I broke something because she heard the crash. She was pissed.
What's wrong with the window?
Yeah. So she comes outside. What'd you break? And I was like, I just ran through the door. So what's... And I can feel something on my lip, right? I can feel something.
That's happened before, though, right?
Very good. Very good. That was awesome. That was awesome. So yes. So Tawny's like she's like stuck in her tracks, you know what I mean? She's just staring at me like, oh my gosh. That sounded good. Fog of farted. So I said, well, what's wrong with me? And she goes, well, you're kind of fucked up or whatever. And I go, well, but
just
what's
kind of.
Yeah. And she has this kind of like like she just turned white, right? And she goes, "Your nose is pretty messed up." And I go, "Well, what's wrong with my lip?" And I'll never forget. She goes, "I don't know about your lip, but your nose is messed up." I'm like, "Well, what the hell are you talking about? I don't feel anything on my nose. My nose is numb. I didn't feel anything." So I go out, and I never asked Dad about this, but I walked out to the back gate to let him in, to let him know what was going on. And so you got to imagine this. It's dark, and all of a sudden I roll this gate out, and I'm standing there with my fucking nose hanging off my face. He doesn't know what's going on. Why is the damn gate open?
Yeah, so why are you taking so long?
Yeah, what the fuck's going on in there? And I roll the gate open, and there I am with my nose hanging off my face. Welcome to the new house. So 23 stitches, and a freaking night later, we got back to moving in. So wow. That's the story of the nose. So we went to Mercy Southwest because that's the only place we could think of, and they said, "We can't help you." Oh, wait. So at that place, so I got the bleeding stopped because all we had was paper towels, right? So I got the bleeding stopped with paper towels, but then it dried, right? You got all this blood dried on my nose, and we get to Mercy Southwest, and they were like, "Well, let's see it so we can figure out if we can fix it or not." So this lady starts, she has a sponge, and she's dripping saline or whatever on it, and she starts pulling the paper towel away so she can see it, and she grabs a hold of that chunk of meat.
Oh!
And she's about to rip it off. And she goes, "Oh, that's you. I thought that was a Band-Aid or something." I said, "I would have fucking hit you right in the face." She goes, "I was going to pull that off."
You cunt punched her.
I would have cunt punched her. You are fucked up. But that's a true story.
Yeah.
So they said they can't help me, so they sent me to downtown, to one of the hospitals downtown, and said they could probably hook me up. But so then Mom shows up. Well, that was that same instant when they were pulling that shit off, and they finally got it off of me. Mom's sitting there, and because Tanya is pretty well wore out by then, and I look at her, Mom, and I go, "Well, how's it look?" And she goes, "It's not that bad." And she's freaking turning white. She tells it. The whole story was on her face.
Always
so I knew.
Positive note.
I knew I was fucked up. Yeah. she didn't do for so well. So that's the story of the nose. So 23 stitches later, and lots of surgical glue and whatever to hold
it. My question is, can you see it when you look down?
No. No, I can't see it. All I can see is your sorry ass.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, looking down or going down?
Next story.
Interesting 20-minute story. I'll never get those minutes back.
Jeez.
Then get your fucking ass in the hot seat. Oh, shit. You want to talk shit?
Hurry him up. Out here,
huh? You want to get in the?
Blow.
What? What?
Oh. Pause.
We all go to our normal positions. We'll pause for a little bit.
All right, so you're right here, man.
Put your headphones on so I can hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
Because you're recording right now.
Am I?
You are.
All right.
You're live, baby.
If I could be quiet now, nobody can hear me.
What'd you say?
Can you hear me?
Be quiet, is that what you said?
Can you hear me? See, that's nobody can hear me now. I can talk all quiet. So I can talk about the time you and me. No, I'm just kidding. Fatism is. There's more prejudice of fat people than there is anything in the world.
Fatism is not a race either.
When you walk in and they offer you the smallest booth, and you know you damn well they know you ain't going to fit. No, I'll take the table with the extending seats so I can sit. Make sure they're steel so I don't break them.
You don't want this little. Booth that we have a crowbar and a bottle can opener, yeah, to get you in and out of.
Bottle of Vaseline to slide me in and out. I'll take everything on the menu with a Diet Coke. Thank you. What's up, Kevin? Not Kevin.
I'm not Kevin. Kevin left.
So I'm pretty much feeling it good, and it's gonna get dirty now. So we're gonna
feeling
edit,
it good.
We're gonna edit the shit out of this, so you probably won't hear none of this.
You feeling it good?
I'm feeling it good.
Who's Phil? Where's Phil?
I don't know. Digging a ditch somewhere in 31 Branch 1 or whatever.
He's running the ditch.
Running the ditch. Whatever.
Just call his ass and get
him. Don't
over
let him hear this, man. I want him to hate me. I want to wrestle.
You want to wrestle, not wrestle. Wrestle.
I think my
cigar. Tell that story. You remember that story?
He was doing it to you, man. I think my cigar just died. Oh, well.
We can fix that. My sippy cup tastes like apple juice and beer.
Drinking out of a Mickey Mouse cup for his beer over here.
So the demand is hot. It's about to wimp out. What? I said the Vagos are about to wimp out. They're about.
Here you go.
Are you recording again?
Yes. Yes, I am.
No, I am. Starting with what?
Oh, Vago just said I'm going to use Jeff's pillow and wipe it off like I used to.
Why is this?
It's only nasty if you're the one sleeping on the pillow.
Why is this pillow so itchy? I just scratched my face on my own pillow.
Jameson Black Reserve.
No, Jeff just brought out the hard stuff.
Is that mean? Is that
and the booze too.
This is Jameson Black label?
Damn.
Jameson what? It's still 12-year-old.
That thing's almost old enough to pay rent.
You hear that? You hear that? There's a little ice rolling around on the Jameson.
That's just your Benoit balls. Get right.
Benoit balls. You can't hear those. They're inside my cavity.
We quit farting because I can hear them. We're going to have to edit the shit out of this. I said Jeff brought out the hard stuff and the Jameson too.
That's smooth though. Here.
God, I look like a... Look at my voice on the computer. It looks like a Richter scale going 10, dude. I'm going to back off from the mic. Can you hear me just fine?
No, you're doing fine.
Can you hear
fine.
Me now? Good.
Yeah. When it's real low, you...
If I have a hangover tomorrow, I'm going to kick your ass.
No, you're not.
No, I couldn't even tie my shoe. What am I talking about? So are you going to introduce me or what, man? I have a fucking guest here. I want to be properly introduced. And this fucking green room is hot as shit, dude.
This green room is atmospheric.
Atmospheric and
yeah.
Subtropic. Man.
When he says green room, he means lawn. It's lawn green.
It's subtropic because I got swamp ass.
We got friggin'... Who is this, Hank? Who is this? I just guessed.
That's Buck Owens, you dumbass.
Friggin' Robbie
that.
Knew.
Coming from Bakersfield, dummy.
Dummy. So Jeff's over there bragging how nice it is.
We're together again.
So.
What are you talking about, your butt cheeks?
Oh, my gosh.
You going to introduce me or what? I'm still waiting.
So welcome to the I'm Not Kevin podcast. We have our first and second, third and fourth, fifth. Oh, wait. You're like the 10th guest tonight.
Fifth chiming in.
Rob Chunk Harris. Welcome to the podcast, Robbie.
Friend of how many years now?
We've established at least 25.
25 that we can remember.
Yeah.
I think I was with you when you were born. I handed you.
We can only remember about 8 of them.
Yeah, true.
A lot of years that are very gray, very foggy. Just looking at us because he doesn't know what we're doing. We're sitting in his backyard recording a podcast.
So one night I was in Jeff's room.
Oh, whoa! He's gonna tell the story. He went right for it. We introduced him and he went right for the story.
Hammered on my ass along with my protege Jeff over here. And I was in his room. I don't know what we were doing, listening to the stereo or something. And it was late at night. And Sean, as usual, was a puss and passed out by 10 o'clock. And
do we want to get in the story before that?
What was it before that?
That night was the same night that Sean went to Tommy's Liquors.
Oh, that was?
That was the same night.
Oh,
yes,
my gosh.
That was the same night.
Let's do your story first, then.
Whoa. So.
It's going to get deep, guys.
It was the same. I'm almost positive it was the same night.
It wasn't, was it? Yeah, I was thinking because I was hanging out with Jeff because you were all depressed. I left you.
Mom was. If it was the same night, Mom was home that night.
He stopped loving her today.
Robbie's singing.
We got the country kicking, man. Well, let's not. We don't have to bring that shit up again. Anyways, Sean got...
So Robbie's... I'm passed out drunk.
Yeah.
Early. It was probably like 8:30.
Yeah, he had to work. It was a school night.
So Jeff invites Robbie in his bedroom.
Uh-oh.
In his boudoir.
No.
What do you call it? Boudoir?
Boudoir. You know, had a strobe light going with a little disco ball.
Come hither.
He flipped the switch. He flipped the switch and his red velvet bed dropped down from the ceiling. Started spinning in a circle.
It started rotating. Oh, my gosh.
YMCA came on over the loudspeaker.
YMCA. Stuck into the stucco.
Yep.
Stuck into the stucco on the ceiling was in Jeffrey's room.
I'm glad you gave that thought up.
trust no bitch.
Yeah.
Nice pool.
retract that. Anyways,
so
I don't even know what we were.
So I passed out. I passed out, and that's all I remember. The next thing I know, I'm waking up, going, "Where the hell is everybody?"
Well, that was the night I passed out in your bathroom.
Well, so generally how it worked was I would pass out or whatever, and then when I wake up, I would worry about where everybody's at. And usually everybody's on the floor in my bedroom.
Robin had driven home already.
And that's what I was afraid of, right? I was always afraid that somebody was going to do something stupid and drive home. So I wake up, I look on the floor, nobody's there. So, shit, where's Robbie at? So I look out the window.
Well, we got to get to where you're going first. Let me start the story where I was at with Jeff first. We got to get started there.
Well, I'm just telling you my point of view. So I look out in the window, and your truck's still here. So I know you're still around.
Yeah.
I just don't know where. So what happened then?
Well, anyways, I don't know what we were drinking. We were toasting the fact that you got mugged. Yeah, you got mugged that night, and all this crap happened, and you're upset and whatever. So Jeff, we all go in there, and I go in his room, and we were just kicking it, man. And like all of a sudden, something hit me wrong. And
what really happened in Jeff's room?
I don't know. Something made my stomach upset. That's all I know. I don't know if he pulled something on me, or I saw something, or smelled something I didn't like. Oh, it had a kind of an aroma of tuna. I don't know what it was. Anyways.
Tuna.
So anyways, I get the urge. I got to puke, man. I'm sitting in his chair, and I'm too drunk to get up to run to the bathroom. So Jeff hands me this.
Deep discussion, yeah. Jeff says.
Well, I don't know what we're talking about, but he hands me this wicker basket, a little waste paper basket. You know, wicker's got the holes in it.
Let me sum it up to where it probably happened. Here, puke in my trash can.
Puke in my trash can.
Unbeknownst to you,
it's a wicker basket with no bag in it. So I deemed it the wicker fountain.
So do the math. Do the math.
Yeah, he's explaining what it is.
Yeah, he's
not after that night. So anyways, I proceed to puke in this wicker basket, and it's squirting out all sides of this thing. It looks like a fountain, right? I had a brand new pair of Vans I was wearing. It was nailing them. Jeff's on his knees with a sponge. I'll clean your shoes, man.
You can't clean suede.
It's the wicker fountain.
He was crying, Jeff said.
I was crying. Got my shoes. I spent $50 on your shoes. I'll clean your feet, dude.
My gosh.
So anyways, I ended up staggering into the bathroom to clean up and whatever. And next thing I knew, I was on the floor. It was morning, and I was underneath the cabinet. The door was against my head locked. I guess I locked it. I hear Sean banging on the door looking for me.
Yeah. And I thought you were fucking dead in the bathroom.
Yeah, I died.
It smelled, when you open the door, when you finally open the door, death. It smelled like death.
It was death. He opened the door, or I opened the door after I got up, and I got to go home. I just drove home and cleaned up.
You never looked back.
Never looked back, and yeah.
And, so Jeff was still scrubbing the carpet.
Jeff was scrubbing the carpet, and that trash.
What? Yeah, that was before or after you were banned.
And I was drinking, I was listening to this song on the way home. I got a long way to go and a short way to get there, a short time to get there. But I noticed on the way out that fucking trash can was in the trash. So yeah, that was a good night. One of my red letter days.
Red letter days. That reminds me of when Jeremy threw up all over my bedroom. He bragged all... There's a story in this. You and I and Jeremy going doing Hey Mister. Do you remember that?
Yep.
So we'll tell that story in a little bit. But oh shit! Oh yeah.
Are you gonna turn on Smokey and the Bandit here or what?
Smokey and the Bandit. I love Smokey and the Bandit.
Another water. Yeah, I'm dehydrated.
I'll drink one, Jeff.
All this talking and sweating and reminiscing. Water. I hope I don't get the Zika virus. I got mosquitoes biting me all over the place.
You saying the Zika or the Zika?
Oh, well, you don't pronounce the Z. It's Zika. It's whatever, dude. You don't know Spanish. Shut up.
I'm still drinking beer out of a fucking sippy cup.
Yeah, so what are you to judge? You know my daughter's going to listen to this, and she's going to think I'm an idiot.
She knows you're an idiot.
More than I already am. She knows I'm an idiot. What a dad, huh? Look at this guy. You let your son smoke a cigar, you call me an idiot.
He's a grown-ass man. I'm going to kick him out. I'm going to kick him out of the house tomorrow.
I don't think Mama's gonna let you do that. Yeah, we had a bet on Gavin. How long is it gonna take him to throw up after he smoked that? We're gonna bet on 2 hours.
But then he started talking cigars to me, and I didn't realize that. Who is it? Chris Stapleton.
It's smooth with a nutty flavor.
But I was, you said nutty. I was going to tell a story about how Jeremy threw a ball in my bedroom one night. We bragged all, he bragged all night when we started drinking how he'd never thrown, he'd thrown up one other time, right? And he had some excuse of why. So he bragged all night, and he's drinking and drinking and drinking, like on a mission, right?
Yeah.
And then finally got to the end of the night where everybody's kind of crashing. And I was sitting in the chair. I was sitting in the chair in my bedroom, and he's laying on my bed, right? Kind of half-assed passed out, right?
Yep.
And he's facing me, and I'm just sitting there and watching TV or something, I don't know. And then all of a sudden I hear the... You know what I mean? And I look at him like, what the hell was that? And he goes... Right?
Dude, that sounded realistic.
Yeah, I know. I've been practicing my puke noises for this podcast. So... He pukes all over my bed, all over my nightstand, all over my freaking phone, all over the floor.
I hope this wasn't the shag carpet room, was it?
Oh, it was a fucking mess.
Yeah.
He pukes all over everything. And I'm going, what the fuck? You know what I mean? So I get his ass up. And wait. When he pukes, after he pukes, he goes, twice. And I was like, what the fuck? He's talking about how now he only pooped twice.
Wasn't it like gummy bears or something?
I don't even know. I don't even know. He fucking threw a ball. He threw a ball over the place.
Oh, my God. Is he going to listen to this at some point?
I don't know.
Do you still talk to him?
No. I haven't talked to him in quite a while.
Is that his sister that was here tonight?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do they talk?
Yeah. She may pull him up because I was teaching her how to get podcasts.
No shit. Hey, Jeremy, if you hear this, how's it going?
What's up, brother?
I miss your face tan line. Hey, remember this? Hey, watch the truck.
The fucking country music's too damn loud.
I know, man. Get me depressed.
Country music's too damn loud, making us all sad.
That dog's looking sexy. Turn it off.
See, I'm going to get in trouble.
You're going to get trouble one way or the other.
Hey, I might be able to get...
Who is this? Chris Stapleton? Is he related to the swing line stapler?
He's a dude with the long hair and the looks like a hippie.
I don't know.
He's actually a pretty soulful dude, really. But
I do have to say, this does not sound like country.
He sounds like Travis Tritt.
But it's
I saw Travis Tritt. It's a Fox with an acoustic, just him and his guitar 2 years ago. That was the best show I've ever seen, man. Front row.
Travis Twit.
I took the wife and didn't get nothing to do with
her. Oh, wait. Twat? What?
I just realized.
Hey, Vago, put your head over here. Put your head over here. Come here. Come on. Put your head over here.
Hey Sean, there's no camera. That doesn't sound very good, dude.
I don't care. Put your head over here. You can put your head over here too.
You fucking Holzer's never changed. 26 years and I'm still running from you. The bigger my ass got, the bigger your smile is. I'll give you another scar. Come here.
Oh,
I'll smack you in the forehead with it.
A taint scar doesn't count.
A taint scar? It's called a episiotomy.
Episiotomy.
Put an extra stitch in that ass. It is loose.
Wait. Jeff's got a question.
Jeff's profound. Come on.
You got to talk into the microphone. Come over here. Come on.
Here, Jeff, talk.
Come on. Oh, not you, dog.
I know. I'm jealous.
Come on. Jeffrey, come over here. Come on. Talk into the mic. Come on. Jeff, what's your question? Jeff's asking a question.
What were you doing when I was having hip surgery?
Jeffrey was having hip surgery. What was Sean doing?
Sucking on the helium. Or the,
what?
Whatever the gas is.
You said
suck it.
Rob just kept saying suck it.
Hey, is my eyes glassy?
Wait.
Are my eyes glassy?
Where are you going?
You want to tandem the mic? Come here. We'll tandem
play
it.
Play some real music?
Come here, Jeff. We'll tandem.
I have no idea.
Hey, we're going to tandem. Come here.
I don't know.
Come here. We'll tandem.
Jeff's asking the question. When I was getting my hip surgery, what were you doing? And I honestly don't remember.
On my water bed. I know that.
What? Who had sex? What? Talking to the mic. What'd you say?
Speaking of the waterbed.
Wait. When Jeff was having surgery, what was Sean doing?
When I was 12, I had hip surgery. And I was in the hospital for like 5 days. Sean just remembered what happened because he can't talk now.
So what's the story, Jeffrey?
The peanut gallery over here.
Whoa. I don't know what you're talking about. I was anxiously waiting in the return of my beloved brother,
that he loves so much. That he's obviously a lover with, I heard later, earlier, whatever.
Later and earlier.
It could be in the morning, it'll still be
so
earlier.
So all I could do was worry about my brother. I was
sick with worry.
I think I went to church.
So that was like right before I met you then, because he was just having that surgery when I met you.
Yeah. He used to be a girl, and he had that surgery.
So he was the first Caitlin. He was reverse. So you had that added dick. You had that added dick to me, is what you're saying, Sean? Your brother said you had an added dick to me, really?
Added dick to me. Well, nobody, only one that can confirm whether or not he has a dick.
According to the party last year, it's pretty successful because I saw it while he was taking a piss. He come walking toward me, trying to button his shirt, thinking it was his pants.
The hog leg.
Hey, that third eye just blinked at me. All right, we're off track. Come on. God, look at that screen. That was like a Richter scale. I just said that, huh?
The Richter scale.
Well, that's another thing. What happens when I drink? I repeat myself quite a bit.
So what happened when you were getting your surgery, Jeff?
Well, I was miserable
in the hospital, laying in surgery. And my
older Robbie's singing OPP. Is that fit for this story?
Does he have a PP?
No, that's how I found it. I peed and my belly got wet. I go, oh, PP.
It's there.
Hey, it's there. Give me some flour. Give me some flour. That was the first gold medal in my family.
You're making bread, man.
Hey, yeast, I found it. Oh.
Yeast, I found it.
All right, go ahead.
No,
finish it.
Tell your fucking story.
It. I'll shut up. I'll just listen.
Appetite. Were you hungry?
I was eating bread, and my hip went out.
Jesus Christ.
I think you were doing something different when your hip went
out. Pop a stitch.
I was 12, Sean. Of course I was.
Sean, he was a late bloomer. He was 12.
Hey, Sean, we saw that stockpile in his closet, dude. Come on.
So what happened when you were 12 and you
got surgery? I was having surgery, and I was looking for my older brother because I needed some, you know, help getting around. He never showed up.
Where was he?
I don't know. I came home and there was cum on my waterbed.
edit.
I was only 12. I didn't know what it was.
We'll go to commercial.
I tasted.
Mom, we're going to go to commercial, sponsored by Naughty by Nature.
It wasn't.
You said you tasted it? You gross fucker. We're going to go to commercial, sponsored by Naughty by Nature. OPP, now you know me.
Oh, my gosh.
You tasted it, really? Was it sweet?
No, Rob, I didn't taste it.
Was it salty
like
or sweet? You smelled it?
No.
Then that wasn't cum.
No. Actually, I didn't even.
That
I didn't
was
even know
we were wiping off his finger.
I didn't even know they did anything until they started bragging about it. Yeah.
Okay, so now your parents are gone. What about a little bit of T and Jeff? Let's talk about that. Damn.
Oh, my
God. That was funny.
Really? I honestly did not know what Jeff's talking about. I think he just made that story up.
I never heard that, man.
Oh, you want me to put names in there?
Absolutely not. There are no
was
names.
Was it Kevin? His name's not Kevin?
I'm not Kevin.
So Kevin was in my room.
Allegedly.
Trevor was there.
I'm leaving.
Oh, here we go. It just got
real. That has nothing
you're
to do with me.
You're looking at me like you're surprised I remembered things.
It just got real.
I guess I remember everything is what they
no,
tell
No, I know
me.
About that story. You want to bring them worms up?
We don't want to get too specific. Can't they leave?
Don't get too personal, man. This might go to the jail and you might hear it. So that's interesting, Jeff.
Closer. Huh?
That was interesting. I didn't know about that.
You didn't know about that one?
Not that one.
I was actually doing you guys a favor by sitting back over there. I keep farting.
Hey, hit pause.
Bam.
That fucking chick. One time I had this.
I love Cypress Hill, dude.
Yeah.
Don't winking, blinking, blinking, damn.
I didn't know this song was Chinese.
Sponsored by Billy's. Don't win insane, insane in the membrane. Insane in the brain. Okay. Insane in the brain. Hello. Okay, that's enough. Part two. Okay, so.
All right, who we got on the mic
around
today?
The table? We have me, not Kevin, Vago and Jeff, the four of us, by ourselves, no adults. We're adults.
So we grew up in the 90s. I would say later 90s. Robbie?
I'm mid 80s to the early 90s with the boys.
60s.
Yeah, dude, I used to bump the Beach Boys.
Beach Boys. He was rocking out in sandals and Beach Boys.
Star Search. Yeah, dude, that Beach Boys could bump, dude. Oh, he needs the mic.
So, Robbie, you grew up in the, you said late 80s.
Late 80s and early 90s.
And what was music turning into at that point?
We had, at the late 80s, we had the hair bands still going, Motley Crue, Warrant, and those bands. And about the time I rolled into you guys, it was Nirvana, and then rap really took off and all the good stuff.
And then rap? What would rap
Metallica.
Stereotype. Rap. Remember, like, what was
we had,
that?
We had Two Live Crew bumping, remember?
Two Live Crew. Too short.
We had, dude, we were listening to Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Oh, wait, Two Live Crew, or no, NWA, that was that CD that I think I found on my brother's, and yeah. I put it in a CD player right in front of my parents one time while my brother was out with you, I think.
Yeah, and then the movie came out, and you can show him again.
So
we played Sir Mix-a-Lot before Babies Got Back came out, remember? Yeah. Posse's on Broadway, and those songs rocked, man.
Swap
Meet Louie, My Hoopty. Anyways.
Hey, tell me about DJ Quick.
What about him? He didn't have the C in his name because he was a Crip.
Oh, he was a Crip.
Fuck the police. No. Hey, what was that song?
Hey, tell me about your truck.
Which part? The gray one or the purple one?
The gray one.
Well, the gray one was a stock piece of shit that I was driving around rolling with these guys on. We took Sean's cabinet apart and built a box for it for my 12-inch woofer I had, or 10, whatever the hell it was.
What about the purple one?
The purple one was nice. That was actually the truck that let me hang out with these guys again because Dave forgot who I was and didn't know that was me.
Well, tell us how you got banned.
So remember the album Banned in the USA?
Yeah.
The timing was about right.
Yeah.
Rob was banned in the 93304.
Yeah.
How'd you get banned from the 04?
There was a car show thing we talked about 3 hours ago.
Oh, you got banned from that deal?
Yeah, because they told him it was my fault. I was the one who took him over there. You know, and then Dave got mad. And
I'm noticing a theme of snitching going on with these brothers.
I know. They point the finger really good.
Compton. Condoms.
Cum shots on the bed. Think it's frosting.
Hey, I know.
Ask him if he has trucks. Hey, Sean, remember?
Hey, wait, hold on.
Hold on. We called Music Plus over on Ming Avenue every day for this CD to come
Music
out.
Music Plus.
Remember that
shit?
They don't know what that shit is. It's right across from Sports Authority, or was Sports Authority.
Yeah, by the Taco Bell.
Yeah, so we're waiting for this album to come out because we wanted it. And
this album, Ice Ice Baby.
Ice Ice Baby. We saw this fool in concert, man. Were you there? So me and the crew went to go see Vanilla Ice with CNC Music Factory at the Civic Auditorium when it still played concerts, you know, there. I guess they still do now, but.
You ever get your truck stuck anywhere?
Me, yeah, once on train tracks.
Yeah, what happened with that?
That's a touchy one for me. I was, my truck was low to the ground. Probably you'd give me a ticket if you saw it at the time. But I was going to a car club meeting.
Why would I give you a ticket?
Well, I don't know. Don't you have a badge? Or used to?
No, I'm just a... I'm in the gay parade meet.
All right, well. In the old days when you walked the beat, dude, you'd probably give me a ticket. Anyways. God. This fucking got off the rails, even though my truck landed on one. Anyways, I was on my way to a car club meeting, which had been canceled, and nobody freaking told me because we didn't have cell phones back then. We had pagers. Remember the pagers?
911.
So I'm cruising down freaking, what is it, Coffee, going to grow, you know, before they put the overpass in where the refinery exploded there a long time ago. And this car in front of me, for some reason, stopped on the train tracks. And I was hauling ass, and I locked them up and spun out, hit the embankment where the guard comes down, and my truck flipped up onto the rails of the track. And my leaf spring got hooked into the freaking train track. Okay, so I'm sitting there, okay, well, you guys are showing pictures. What are they looking at?
Yeah, John.
Dude.
Oh, I already saw that. I saw it already. Yeah, that's crazy.
The what?
I'm bored with politics. Here's a shot of a hot chick with beer on a skateboard. She's butt naked with tattoos.
And the train's coming?
Yeah, so I go, God, thank God the train's coming. These guys came over to help me, and I looked up, and I see the light coming, right? Luckily, it was a freaking freight train, not Amtrak. oh shit. So we're trying to lift the truck up off and I'm gunning it and I'm stuck and here comes a damn train. The guards come down. It finally got me unhooked and I spun it and just whipped it right when that train was coming across. I get ready to let my fucker hit my truck. I was shitting and I found out they canceled the club and I quit the club. So ever since then, my truck made a left-hand turn without touching the steering wheel. I had to get everything fixed underneath it. I mean, not to mention, I mean, the freaking truck wasn't lowered right. We heated the springs like the old generics used to do, you know? And every 2 months, I was going to Winston and buying new tires because they'd blow out because they're rubbing on the side of my freaking shocks.
Winston, there's a throwback right
Winston
there.
Winston Winters over there on Union. Remember that place over there by the unemployment place? Yeah.
Do you ever give other people advice?
Yeah, well, if we can talk about this, if Mr. Edit isn't going to leave it in, I don't know. Anyways, actually, Jeff can start it off. That's his story.
All right, Jeff, here you go. Jeff's on the mic.
Of course, I facilitated because I was a bad influence.
So Robbie and I are quite a little difference in age, right?
What are we, 5 years?
I would say seven.
I'm 43 this year. What are you going to be?
43?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'd say about 7 years.
Damn.
That's nothing.
So when I was 7, you were 14.
If I'd have known that different, I would have been giving more advice. Play with Legos. Put that thing down and go play some Legos.
Yeah, but you're
not your leaking log.
I figured this was probably a good place as any to cut this podcast short. As the time went on, the stories got a little wilder and probably not appropriate for this audience. So hope you enjoyed what you heard, enjoy the music, and watch out for the next podcast.